Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
So does Travel Tuesday, and fall is the perfect season for quick getaways. From pumpkin patches and apple orchards to autumn festivals. But you'll need to act fast. Popular destinations do book up quickly. Joining us now to discuss is Mark Walters of Walters World Travel and Culture on YouTube and Teaching Associate Professor of Business Administration at the University of Illinois Geese College of Business. Mark, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so temperatures are still in the 80s. Many of us still trying to kind of soak up the last of summer here. The sun is out, and yet we're talking autumn. And fall really becoming a popular season here for travel in the Midwest. What do you hear as far as travel when it comes to the fall season and your tips for those who are wanting to get away here in a few months?
So I will tell you, it's not quite as busy as you have in peak summer. However, the weekends and the best fall destinations, they do book up quickly. So if you want to do your leaf peeping, and remember, you don't just have to do leaf peeping in New England, people. We've got it in Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, you can do that. You want to make sure you're booking your accommodation early so you have a place to stay, so you're not staying, you know, 20 miles away from where you actually want to be.
So, Mark, you know, we talk about booking and you know, once you do get that hotel or that cabin booked or you get your tickets to a festival, what are some of the more popular Midwest fall getaways that we've seen in recent years?
So what I've seen a lot is a lot of communities are putting together like Oktoberfest or, you know, beer themed events going on to bring out the community to get people out. So honestly, if you have any city or any town that has a German heritage, they're probably going to have an Oktoberfest that's going on. So you can really look around. And honestly, you can go to Illinois' website, enjoyillinois.com, and they have a whole website that goes for family fun, performing arts events, all kinds of defined things. But I think the beer is a very popular one. Also, pork is another really big one out there, and they kind of combine those. There's a lot of pork festivals you might see as well. Well,
hard to go wrong with beer or pork. Mark, you know, we talk about obviously getting started early. What are some of the other things that we should consider as we maybe start to book that fall getaway?
So one thing I would say is kind of plan the weekend ahead, like have it kind of set up for you so you know what you're going to be doing, because a lot of these festivals, they really are from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. So it's not like you have the whole day kind of put together. So you can actually put together a few destinations on the way. So you might be able to hit up some of those diners from, you know, diners, drive-ins and dives that are up in Northern Illinois and Michigan, Wisconsin. You can kind of add these things together. So it makes it kind of like a family road trip for the weekend, and you can really enjoy that. And of course, anytime you do a road trip, make sure you have your accoutrement, have that blanket in the car in case it gets, you have any issues, or have your flares and these things. But it can be a really fun experience, but it's just, you know, planning for a shorter road trip like in summer, but just have the right footwear, because walking those pumpkin patches and walking those apple orchards, it's not a high heel kind of thing.
All right, Mark, one last question for you here before we let you go, given your travel expertise and asking for a friend here. But if you're a little behind and maybe you do want to get tickets to a festival or an Oktoberfest or a hotel and it's booked up and you're thinking, all right, well, I got to improvise here. What's maybe a hidden gem? Not to give it away here over the air, you know, to really kind of get rid of the hidden gem aspect, but maybe somewhere that a fall getaway that maybe you don't hear people talk about a lot that's a little underrated in your opinion.
Well, I think this is one thing a lot of people don't realize is going to a college football game can be an entire weekend experience, because you're going to places like here in Champaign. You come down, you have the game, so you have the tailgating beforehand, going out to eat afterwards, and the game experience. But there's usually other events going on when those games are coming. So if you're going to go to Northwestern or Illinois or Northern, or you're going to Wisconsin, if you go around homecoming, those can be really a lot of other events going on that you could enjoy. So even if you don't like football, there's other things you can enjoy while you're there. So that's another thing people kind of forget about in the fall.
And we love hearing the fall terms, whether it's apples, autumn, or leaves, or especially college football. Really exciting. It'll be here before we know it. That's for sure. Thanks so much. That is Mark Walters of Walters World Travel and Culture on YouTube, Teaching Associate Professor of Business Administration at the University of Illinois Geese College of Business. Join us this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday, and still to come, Oil prices sliding again, what that means for drivers and the broader economy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.